cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on December the 3rd, 2007. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download as many talks as you want to. And for those who speak other tongues, the tongues of Europe, look into alanwattsentinel.eu, where you can download transcripts in the various tongues of Europe for free and pass them around to your friends. And it's quite something, you know, to live in this present time, where all the speculations of previous generations could go all over the roadmap, and yet we're going through times where we have evidence of where the future is going, because so much has been published by the various institutions that are bringing it all about. There's really no conspiracy out there. In fact, as far back as the early 1900s, H.G. Wells published The Open Conspiracy. And he said the same thing. He says there's no real conspiracy. He said everything's been published. It's just the public don't bother to read the books. And that's so true, because the books that the public do read are generally pushed out there to fascinate them, to intrigue them. It's something that Adam Weishaupt talked about. He said the best way to confuse people or even recruit people into working as useful idiots, he called them, is to give them a great mystery, and intrigue them into your organization, and then you can use them. And hasn't that ever been done, and is still going on today? And there's no amount of people who are willing followers, because we love to be fascinated. In fact, this present culture has been reared on entertainment, so much so that they can't really tell the difference between fact and fiction, and that hasn't been helped by the mainstream media, that whose job, of course, it is to blend fact with fiction. We have that all the time, and you have your main libraries and also the booksellers who no longer really label everything as fiction and non-fiction. Everything's lumped into certain categories, very broad categories, and Joe Average can't really tell a difference often when it comes to fact or fiction. So the facts are that we're going into a totalitarian regulated system, a system much talked about, in fact, at the beginning and before the beginning of the 1900s, but definitely at the beginning. They published a lot of work of how this democracy idea would never work, and this came out from London, and they planned to create big institutions that would guide us into the real future, the future they'd planned, and how democracy wouldn't work because there were too many conflicting parties in democracy to get things actually done. And the boys at the top who run the world love to get their own way and to plan things and follow it through. Democracy would always hinder them as people haggled about points and fine points and so on, and politicians battled each other for brownie points. And so they set up a parallel government. This parallel government would be based, at least initially, in London, England, and it was given a royal charter to exist. So it speaks on behalf of the crown, you might say, and that which the crown stands for, which is an aristocracy of wealthy elites who realize this is their world, they've created it so, and they want to plan their future. Be back with more after the following messages.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Hi, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and just mentioning how big meetings were held in London and other major centres in Europe, because they're all connected with the same people at the top, who are all related actually, and they said a democracy had too many conflicting parties which could never be reconciled in any way, and the bickering would go on forever, and this would stagnate culture, something they really hate at the top, the stagnation of culture, when they have an agenda to put forth. And the agenda has always been how to control people, to make it happen, actually, by studying them, putting incredible amounts of money out on studying human nature and finding ways to ultimately control all of it, and then to bring the population down, to keep it in check, to have what they call a manageable level. And since everything at the top is run on economics, we forget that our little lives here, you and I and all the rest of the people, we're all part of that economic system. And when the herd is too big, it becomes unmanageable for them. It's not productive enough. And they plan to start knocking it down. And they were writing about that part of it as early as the 1700s. You should check out Thomas Malthus's writings on population. It's quite interesting. Now, before I go on to this next topic, which backs up what I talked about last week with the types of scanners we're using for the brain now for the video games, this follows on from it. I have Jason in Pennsylvania on the line. Are you there, Jason? Hello, Jason?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
I just wanted to thank you, first off, for all your hard work. And I'm actually an artist trying to help fill in the blanks of the great work for people visually. And I'm just curious if you had time for a quick off-topic question.
It depends how far off beta is. Yeah.
Now, it has to do with actually genetics, the science of altering humanity through women to create the perfect man, I guess, the perfect worker, which I believe you symbolized through the use of just Y with two dots over top of it.
Yeah, that's within the range, because I've talked on this before. You see, they've had many, many meetings about creating new types of worker bees for a future society that would serve an elite, an intellectual elite, very well, without all the problems. See, we, presently, we need to be entertained, we need to have money left to reward ourselves with and buy things from China every month, like trained little animals. And this is using up what they claim as the resources. So they did target women. And brought down the fertility rate, actually, through different means. One was simply by encouraging them to go out into the workforce. It doubled the tax base, too, of course, but also to have smaller families, because they start wanting things, they have money to buy things, and maybe they would shelve having children or postpone it indefinitely and buy the actual items themselves. That's what Charles Galton Darwin talked about in his book, The Next Million Years, and he was a grandson of Charles Darwin. He said if we can entice them to get a better house or a better car or something like that, or to own things and constantly buy, they won't have children. They'll give that up. So he was right in that extent. That's true. In the Western world, the families tend to dwindle right down. Most of the population is rising simply because of massive immigration. That happened in Britain and was admitted to by Margaret Thatcher. So they also went another road, and that was to introduce various biphenols from plastics into so much of the things that you drink from, especially. And it mimics a female hormone, and it can re-upset the hormonal balance as well. And then when you see how they've gone into even the massive investigation into a birth control pill and all the effects that had, the side effects and so on, this was even noticed by Carol Quigley, who noticed the changes in structure of the male and the female in a very rapid succession. That doesn't happen in nature by chance. It happened very quickly. Women's hips are becoming narrower, and men, their shoulders are becoming very, very narrow too, within one generation. Yes. And this is all to do with the excess female hormones now. They're actually synthetic too, so they have side effects outside of the norm, the normal estrogens, etc. So those side effects are also re-engineering us. And who knows what the food does to back this up. Now, they knew about the plastics and what plastics give off, and even encouraged, they made a whole fad of drinking out of plastic bottles. That's not by chance, because they knew in the 1930s exactly what it did to the human body.
Now, in your book, you stated that the end goal is to almost create a complete hermaphrodite race. Am I correct on that?
That's right. Even NASA put a two-hour documentary out a few years ago, and David Suzuki narrated it. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about long-term space travel to go off and mine. That was the first or the only purpose, the major purpose of going off into space if they had to. And I'm sure, too, it'll be a way for an elite to escape if they have to as well.
Yes.
But they knew that they went through the different problems of... This has all been discussed at major NASA meetings. Interpersonal conflicts on board a ship with male and female, as they all compete for the women compete with each other for the men, there'd be chaos. Yes. And they thought of other ways of getting around that. And they thought of even creating a human type that could be born, and the whole process of coming together, sperm and ovum, would take place in a machine en route to their destination, and the being that would come out of it would be neither quite male nor female, and in other words, you'd have no gender problem at all.
Right.
If you create a whole bunch of them. These are things which have actually discussed. And talked about, and essentially, you could create a being which, and this has been discussed about too, which is neither male nor female, and basically sexless altogether, no sexual drives or impetuses, and you could initiate the hormonal reactions to self-generate by inoculation of certain things into them at a certain time.
Now, are they trying to make this being almost asexual? Is it going to reproduce, or is it just solely for work and to die?
I think it'll be able to reproduce only, as I say, if the ones at the top give you an added, either a hormone or a chemical or something that will set the process in motion. And perhaps one day, if you're a good model, that'll be how they reward you, is to allow yourself to be reproduced.
I see.
Like a clone.
Okay. That pretty much answers it all.
Right, well, thanks for calling in.
All right.
Yeah, it's a whole incredible, amazing talk. You don't have to even imagine this stuff. It's been discussed at high, high-level science meetings, the whole future. And the problem, as they call it, they always call it down through history, the problem. They had the Turkish problem at one time. They had the Jewish problem, they called it at one time. That's what the British government called different factors of society that were standing in the way of something that they had planned. And so problem by problem, they work on it and get rid of it, move it to the side and go ahead. And the gender problem is the other one, because in this perfect world, for perfect slaves, they want a society with no conflicts whatsoever amongst the workers, because all conflicts detract from the work at hand and cause problems. If you have home or domestic problems and so on, you can't concentrate on your job. So that's classified as basically unproductive. It detracts from production. Now, we've also got Ryan in New York. There, you there, Ryan? Hello, Ryan.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, I used to wonder why there would be so many changes throughout the decades in America. Like, things would be changing so fast by the decade, and there was so much excess. And there was, even though we would learn about, like, ethnocentricity in, like, high school, we still didn't even know that we were, like, the most ethnocentric people around.
Yeah.
And I just can't help but think that we were, just set up to totally finish off these wars.
You're correct. In fact, that's the most amazing thing, because you'll find in some of the big authors that were involved in a lot of the culture creation, they talked about this very thing, how the United States was actually created, the culture was created via the media, through external forces to the people, and the people adopted everything that came from the advertising industry until that was wrapped integrally with the whole culture itself. So you're quite right.
Yeah, and it's like the war on drugs was just a sifting process to beef up police for the war on terror.
Well, they had one war on something from about for 50-odd years. It's an ongoing state of war, and it's interesting, too, that there are clauses within the Constitution where a president becomes de facto a dictator or a tyrant, depending how you want to view it, during times of war. So when you've got ongoing wars, it's just like revolutions. Most revolutions are bloodless, like the cultural, the sexual, various revolutions. They're all pushed from the top, though, and we adapt into the new culture. Well, it's the same with the wars on things. They pick a topic, soak you with more taxpayers' money, give you more militarized police and more rights for themselves to invade your home, etc. And it's ongoing war. This is what Orwell was talking about. Ongoing war can be viewed from many different aspects. Most people think of the word and they don't go beyond what they see on television or men in uniform over in some other country. Most wars happen at home.
And when they kill, they think they're evolving, I guess, and programming is like such specialized killing, I guess.
Yes, and there are books out about Hollywood, talking about Hollywood and the Pentagon from the earliest days, and how billions of dollars have been spent on making movies.
Yeah, well, Jarhead says it all.
Yes, uh-huh. And that's all intentional, and that becomes, right down to the video games, you read a whole generation who don't think much, and they go into a war without asking questions. Hold on until after these messages, and we'll talk on our side of this break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, and I'm back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and we've got Ryan on, from New York on the line. We're talking about the culture itself and how the U.S. was pretty well designed to take up its role in the world, and we certainly do know that it had strange beginnings when you go into the presidents and even the first president, really, of the United States that was related to the British royalty. Came out with a new country with no history. They couldn't use European countries because everyone else knew that each country had in turn plundered all the rest for its small aristocracy. So they gave us a knight in shining armor, and that was the United States that step by step has fulfilled a role of creating a novus ordo seclorum, a new world order, a new secular type of order. And that's its role. It was openly Freemasonic from the beginning, and it still is at the top if you watch all the signals given off during major speeches.
Yeah.
For those with eyes to see and ears to hear, it's always been that way. Most people have to have things pointed out to them because that's what they think the media is there for, to tell them what to think. They can't think for themselves, and that works very well. Do you have anything more to add to that, Ryan?
No, thank you.
Now, thanks for calling. But it's quite right. We know even as far back as Rudyard Kipling, they wrote a very good book called The Man Who Would Be King, and they made that into a movie with Michael Caine and Sean Connery. An excellent book about it had a Masonic tale to added to it. But Kipling himself was also a propagandist for the British Commonwealth. He was brought up in India, but he was staunchly in favor of Britain leading this world into this new British system worldwide. And he came over and gave a speech to the Senate. Being a High Mason, you're allowed to do that on the Senate floor. And he quoted his famous poem where he said, "We pass the torch on to you, the white man's burden." And that was their role from then on. Then the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which created its American branch, the Council on Foreign Relations, took over the job of directing the world because it had a massive tax base and plenty manpower to bring off this job. And they said that the U.S. would take over and become the policeman of the world for a while, but eventually it would falter. It would rally again a couple of times and falter at the very end, and then China would take over as a policeman of the world. That's how it's all set up. We're living through the theatrics right now at the moment as they finish off their job of standardizing the planet. Now, we've also got another caller there on the line, or is she gone? I can't see it there. Hello?
Was yes, it Maggie? Hello. Yeah. I was just thinking, in this brave new world of perfect control of everything, reproductive control, just everything that you've been talking about and they've been planning, don't you think that once they've achieved that, they might become a little bit bored and start to turn on each other? And secondly, do you think they foresee that problem at all?
They do foresee it.
What do they think they're going to do about that, or will they cross that bridge when they come to it?
No, they're going to use technology to stop themselves eventually.
Really?
Yeah, and it was interesting because I've got an article I'll read in a little moment. It backs up this whole thing about using video games and how they affect your brain. But they've got a little ring they can put around a brain which will monitor each other's thoughts, basically, and keep them all in check at the top as well. It'll be on a higher level than those down below, but and less intrusive. But it's an actual ring. And Arthur C. Clarke, I wondered where he came up with this idea, but I knew he belonged to the Futurist Society, and every book he's written has been about the agenda. And so he was given the story, obviously, because this has been reported in major magazines, and I'll be reading about that in a little while. So they think they can actually keep themselves scanned every day on a daily basis, and they won't be able to hide any nasty deeds from each other at the top.
Well, it still seems to me like some foxy individual among them is going to try to find a way around this.
I'm sure you're right, because these characters are so devious, and even in their own little games with each other at times, and they have the ability to think outside the box and see unique opportunities to alter anything technological-wise that's made. If you made a machine that could you couldn't break into, they'd find a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure it'll be a power play for a while as different ones try to get in to this fail-safe type system they want to set up, and then conquer everyone else's mind. See, the thing is, when the goal itself is going to give the ability of one person eventually being in charge of everyone else on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The main programmer, the one who designs all the programs for all this stuff that's coming up, will be, and they'll probably call themselves God or give themselves an old deity's name. But that's what you're setting ourselves up for. And most people will go along with this step by step in the bottom levels before they get to the final stage of this. They'll go along thinking it's going to entertain them all the more. And it's quite amazing to see it all happening even now in your own lifetime.
Yes. Now, once they've reached this perfect state of perfect numbness, which is what it sounds like to me, what will be the pleasures of the people at the top that they can still enjoy? Will it be music, fine music and art and food and racehorses and that sort of thing? Will they still have the capacity to
Yes,
enjoy?
In fact, that's pretty well what Arthur C. Clarke foresaw.
That's about it. Okay.
Yeah. I'll be back after the following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through this matrix. And I'd been talking to Maggie there from Texas about how the elite themselves plan to save themselves, because generally they battle each other towards the end of empires and so on for the position of top dog. And Arthur C. Clarke mentioned this in his last novel, it's 3001, where they all live in these big spiraling towers, all the wealthy elites, and they'll just play themselves and have amazing experiences with all the new types of ways to amuse themselves, this idle rich. And there's no real mention of what happened to all the old type, you know, the class B and C and D and E and F type humans that had existed, because the elites themselves as being the chosen people to come through all of this. They're the naturally evolved types with the higher intellects and this thing called virtue that, of course, every other class can't have, apparently. And he wrote about it. And sure enough, here's a document here. And this is, people should look into this one. It came up, and it was sent to me by a listener. It backs up what I was talking about. It's from CNNmoney.com. And this was published on July the 24th, 2006. And it says, San Francisco Business 2.0 magazine. 2 years ago, a quadriplegic man started playing video games using his brain as a controller. It may just sound like fun and games for the unfortunate, but in reality, it spells the beginning of a radical change in how we interact with computers, and business will never be the same. Someday keyboards and computer mice will be remembered only as medieval-style torture devices for the wrists. All work, emails, spreadsheets, Google searches will be performed by mind control. If you think that's mind-blowing, try to wrap your head around the sensational research that's been done on the brain of Matthew Nagel by scientists at Brown University and three other institutions in collaboration with Foxborough, Massachusetts-based company, Cyberkinetics, Neurotechnology Systems. So this is where all is, cybernetics, neurotechnology. The research was published for the first time last week in the British science journal Nature. It says Nagel, a 26-year-old quadriplegic, was hooked up to a computer via an implant smaller than an aspirin that sits on top of his brain and reads electrical patterns. So it reads the patterns, the languages of the pulsations throughout your brain, to your, from and to your eyes, your ears, and so on. Is mapping your brain. Using that technology, he learned how to move a cursor around a screen, play games, control a robotic arm, and even, as his couch potatoes prepare for a gasp and awe, turns his brain into a TV remote control. And it chats on and chats on. And now, this is quite interesting because, you see, this device and this experiment was done by DARPA. DARPA. Now, DARPA is a branch of the Pentagon and Homeland Security. They're not in the business of helping paraplegics or quadriplegics, but this is how they always introduce technologies into the public, get the idea implanted, and when it comes out in reality, we take it for granted. Very simple. We don't think about the consequences or the real purpose of them, because this is going to be linked up with computer games. Computer games which will not only do EEGs on your brain, electroencephalographs, it will also use a form of transmission to and from your brain. Read your patterns, get the ideal you, the personal you, by using ultrasonic techniques, technology. So this is all underway. And the Pentagon is behind it. That should rattle us all and get us all suspicious. Now what they've taught at all military academies, including the ones in Canada, every officer training corps is taught that the way to have peace is to basically eliminate all the causes of war. And the big think tanks have already blamed the general public in every country for the causes of war, even though it's the guys at the top from the elite who declare wars, you see. But no, they want to reduce the population step by step by step. It says Stu Wolf, one of the top scientists at DARPA, the Pentagon Scientific Research Agency, that's who's behind all these games, which gave birth to the Internet, gave us the Internet. The Pentagon had it for years before they designed and gave it to us. It's a step-by-step process, and we adapt like rats falling through the maze, picking up the seed, and we adapt so quickly. It says also without implants, Stu Wolf, one of the top scientists at DARPA, seriously believes we'll be wearing computers in headbands, right from Arthur C. Clarke. That came out in the 90s, Arthur C. Clarke's one, because he was in on the know. This is within 20 years. By that time, we'll have super fast, super tiny computers that make today's machines look like typewriters. The desktop will be dead, said Wolf, and the headband will dominate. Right out of Arthur C. Clarke's 3001 novel. Isn't that quite amazing? Mr. High Mason, Arthur C. Clarke. And you can read that particular article for yourself. And now I think we've got Kevin from Texas on the line. Hello, Kevin.
Yes, sir. There?
Yes, go ahead.
I just had a couple of quick questions, kind of. Might not quite be on the subject, but you know, I guess everybody takes it for granted. We know about the chemtrails. I mean, we know that's going on.
Well, the ones who look up do, yeah.
I think everybody now knows it's going on. Mm-hmm. But it always, it gets me a little bit, you know, thinking, you know, well, these people that are doing this have to know that they are doing this to themselves. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, they're not spending their entire lives indoors.
Now, either, this is where you're either think again. If you're thinking in what we think is real time, this is the kind of logical questioning we ask: is why would they do this to us and not harm themselves? It isn't until you realize that science is so far ahead of anything we're told about. It literally is dished out on cue when it's necessary. They have portable machines that can literally filter your blood, and you can put it in your pocket in the high levels. They could be doing this on a daily basis. There's many ways that the elite themselves will not be affected, because their first concern is always to save themselves, always.
Well, that would
they don't get the same inoculations that you get. They don't eat the same food that you eat. They don't eat the modified stuff. And you can bet your bottom dollar that whatever they're spraying on the public will not affect them. And there's some way to filter this out their system in a very easy, simple, portable way that we don't even think of or even know exists.
Well, I would think if they're okay, I can understand that, and well, that makes a little sense now to me. But I mean, if they're like processing themselves like that, that would explain a lot of their low mental capacity.
It also, they don't need a high IQ. They need a psychopathic ability. They hire the scientists that come up from the ranks of the general public, the certain ones that are exceptionally talented in some area, maybe a mad genius even, and they hire these characters to do all the thinking for them. They hire the think tanks to do all the thinking for them too. But yeah, you can bet your bottom dollar these guys have methods to neutralize the stuff that we're breathing in. And as I say, they don't even eat the modified food that we do.
Okay, well, that kind of leads into my next question, which you may or may not want to answer. Well, first, I had one little comment to make before I ask my last question. I detect a Scots accent. I may be wrong, but I do. And that's fine with me, because I'm a Scotsman. I'm an American, of course,
yes.
Texan, but from Scots descent. My mother's maiden name was Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S.
Uh-huh.
We all know about that, don't we?
Yes, we do. We do.
And but my last question was, what are you going to do? What are you, Mr. Watt, going to do when they knock on your door?
Well, if they knock on my door, that would be my own fault for staying too long. And I generally have a good intuition as to when things have gone far enough and it's time to move. And I preferably won't be here. I think really by 2010, we're going to see the start of more chaos as the Kyoto goes into effect and they start cutting back on your power, your gasoline, making you pay extortionate sums for fuel, for heating oil, for all the things you take really up till present for granted. That's going to be the start of the first, perhaps, riots. And because they predict we're going to have them for the next 20, 30 years. They didn't tell us when they'd start, but you can pretty well say it's when the Kyoto, it's already signed into law, when they start to implement all of these things, and all these high taxes that are going to be added on to all your fuel and energy consumption, and people start losing even more jobs. And you start seeing the credit cards being pulled in and money controlled even tighter, that's when they're going to start to see riots. That's when they'll come out and get the people.
I understand that. And for whatever it's worth, I mean, I'm in Texas now and you're up there in Canada, and if I'm anywhere nearby when they knock on your door, I'll be happy to come over and stand next to you.
That's good to know that. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks
for calling. Take care, Mr. Watt.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Now we've got Andrew in Victoria. There, are you there, Andrew?
Yep. Hi, Alan. How are you tonight?
I'm keeping out of this awful snow. It's a whole week every day in the snow, just clearing the snow.
I hear you. Here in Victoria, I can tell you that yesterday we were probably the only place in Canada that didn't have snow. We just had the rain mixed with snow, and so I think we're the only place without it.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but they are harping us.
That's because they made up for it. They dumped it all here, right over my house.
Right
over my
that,
house.
Yes.
I'm getting about 8 inches per day, averaging.
8 inches a day?
Yeah.
The start of a new ice age, right?
well, whatever they get. I was on another show today, and I was mentioning the publication that came out a couple of years ago when the Pentagon said they'll shortly own the weather. You know, whenever they announce that, they do own the weather. And we're seeing it because I had so many emails from New England and Maine and all over the Eastern Seaboard talking about the most intensive spraying they've seen leading up to the storm. And I've seen them do this before, even in my area in previous years. So they're doing it. It's quite. They've got to convince the public it's all to do with the melting polar cap and all the rest of it. So they make it happen and they come forward with the solution, which is your life is not your own. We're all interdependent, and you'll have to do what we tell you and follow what the scientists say.
That's it. You hit a major word there, interdependence. It's a new word that we've been fed on in the new age. And
yes,
what I'm teaching my daughter is skip that, stick with independence. That's where
correct.
We have to be.
Yeah. And Maggie Thatcher pushed that out when she escorted Michael Gorbachev around the world on a tour. And she was the first one to really use that publicly, at least on television, although there were books published. Even Manly P. Hall, Freemason, published that in one of his books. We're bringing in a world of interdependence where everyone will be dependent on the whole system for every need they have. And that's the point. Independence is bad. Interdependence is good. And so you'll all have to play the game, you know.
Yes, and that if you don't fit in, then, well, you must have a psychiatric illness, and off you go.
Yes, in China, they use that already. They call it creating, it's called social and antisocial behavior. Even down to having a second child is now termed as being antisocial. You're taking the food away from the rest of the people by having that second child, and you're antisocial. So this has been used now across all societies, this kind of terminology. If you don't want to give up independence in a specific area, you have to. So in an interdependent society, you'll have to work in a system, get your money or credits. As credits eventually will be dished out by the government, and you have to pay rent. There'll be no private property in the new system, and therefore. You must work, so that guarantees that you work for the system in the way that the system is designed. You won't be able to choose what you work at, and
yes.
You'll be dependent for every need for your own personal survival on the system. That's the world they're talking about. They create social approval and social disapproval. That's the term they use in China.
Wonderful. The model state, according to the United Nations.
Exactly. That's the model state for us all to follow, a controlled society. And even China, the population will be brought down drastically because they won't need a big manufacturing system to supply a much more reduced population in the world. So they'll be brought down too.
Well, that's right. And China is creating their work camps. I mean, you look at Foxconn, they're the people that make Apple computer. You know, you go and buy an Apple and it says, designed in California, assembled in China.
That's right. That's right. And you know that Eve started the whole thing by eating an apple. What a coincidence, eh?
Yeah, taking a bite out of the apple. Exactly.
And the best apple there is a red rosy one called a Macintosh. Everything's in front of us. It's all a big joke. And the gatekeeper is in control of it all, Mr. Gates.
Yeah, and then they create the illusion of competition between Jobs and Gates and
that's right. And your top companies in electronics that the public think is in an entertainment business like Sony and all the rest of them are hand in glove with the same agenda to do with brain implants, etc. Because all the biggest corporations in the world were actually started up by the Pentagon or the CIA or by MI6. They're real corporations. And they bring in money and they do make other products, but their main thing is to make sure that they're always in control of the future and technology. They could never allow a competitor to come up and come out with something drastically different. That's why the big ones are all joined together at the hip, basically.
And here, as I stare at an Apple computer, there's a little television camera right in the middle at the top, and when it's active, there's a little green light that comes on beside it to say, hey, you know, this camera's watching you. But anybody knows anything about computers know it's a simple matter just to send a signal to say, turn off that light. So for all I know, as I'm standing here, somebody's watching me without my knowledge. It's 1984 right now.
It's right there, and they've already admitted it, and some of them, that they can activate the microphones in the laptops anytime that they wish to and hear everything that's being said in rooms. And,
yeah, and that's whether the computer's on or off. That's the
amazing. That's right. In fact, the biggest producer of they're made just outside Shanghai. Most laptops of all companies are made just out in the same company. One factory makes them of all brand makes.
Yes.
And that's your other clue that they're all one.
Yes.
And they've given out one to the United Nations. It's called the $100 computer. And they're giving them out to people in Africa and different countries. Over here, they cost about $300, and that buys supposedly two other ones to give away to Africa. And this is, and it was invented at MIT and funded again by the big dark forces of the Pentagon. And they're so far advanced to anything that you're given here, it's staggering. They could even work on cell phone technology. You don't even need to be hooked up to the regular internet.
Yes.
The sound cards are more superior, and they've got antennas with them as well.
Yeah.
We're back with more after these messages.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and I've got to race through another two callers. We've got Vera from Missouri here. Are you there, Vera? Hello, Vera?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
The scientists who work for this elite,
yep,
these super intelligent people, aren't the elite afraid of them?
No, but you'll find if you study even the... See, the thing is to study as many previous systems as possible. It gives you an idea how it works. And so much was written about the Soviet system, and what they found out, and many books have been published about the Soviet system. It was an experimental system that's now used worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And the most monitored people and spied upon people was everyone bureaucrats who worked for the system. And the scientific intelligentsia, they had more taps on their phones in their rooms and so on. There was so much data collected daily on every single one of their main employees that they couldn't miss one when he went kind of haywire. They'd catch him before anything happened. And it's the same here.
Oh.
It's the same system.
Kind of scary, but I've been studying this for a long, long time. Well, not studying it, but looking at it.
Yeah.
And I have a very old book here, and I'll read this really quick. And I'll shorten it, but it says, there will always be individuals more intelligent than the average who will not consider themselves bound by the social laws imposed on others. They will be so intelligent that not being restrained by any moral break, they will end by developing a civilization similar to that imagined by Adolf Huxley. And that was written in 1947 by a French physicist.
Oh, yeah, and it's true. I mean, Huxley wrote his book, Brave New World, in the 1930s, 1933, and then followed it up by...
And he was talking about his colleagues, you know.
Yes, oh, yeah. And there's a whole... And now we find out all these major characters worked for the British Secret Service, all these mainstream authors that really changed our ways of thinking and took us on fantastic voyages and so on. They were all employed, and MI6 took over that role, and even poets were eventually, big poets were even employed by the culture creators to get ideas into our minds and shape our minds as we went along with the agenda, thinking it was all quite natural. So,
well,
yeah,
it never looked natural to me.
I know. If your mind is awake, you understand what's happening all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's quite depressing, I tell you.
I know. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I've got Dave in California. Are you there, Dave?
Hi, Alan.
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, I just have a couple questions about chemtrails. I live in the Bay Area, and I've noticed the last couple of years what I call harp clouds, really bizarre shapes and formations, geometric almost, in the clouds.
Yeah.
And... I had a couple of effects, which I don't know whether they're real or not. I like your comment. Over the last couple of years, every now and then, maybe three or four times, I wake up in the middle of the night, and it's almost like I've connected to an electric current. And
yep.
And I'm just wide awake for about an hour and can't go to sleep until after that.
Yep.
And I have no explanation for it, except possibly they're doing experiments or something.
They are using HARP on top of the spraying, I think it was Teller came out with all that technology back in the 50s and explained it, and you're probably getting the side effects of that.
I see.
But I have to go. That's the music coming in.
Okay, thank you.
And so from Hamish and myself, up in a very snowy Ontario, Canada, it's a lot of shoveling, too. That's good night to me. Your God or your gods go with you.
With recent